Hey, everybody, welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. Yes, it's your host, Alan Scher. I am the president of the Spa Industry Association. We're creeping up on 70,000 members across the globe. I just talked to someone in India who joined this morning. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But meanwhile, I want you to meet a very dear sushi-eating friend of mine. She's living in South Florida. It's Deborah Corner. She runs Well World TV. Hello, Deborah.
Hello, Alan. It's good to
see you. How am I doing? Did I get all that right so far?
You did.
We do love sushi because when you and Eric and I first met, we went for sushi, didn't we, in Miami or wherever we were?
Totally. I could eat sushi once a week, no problem.
I have to tell you, I could probably eat sushi more than that. But yeah. You've got to be at a place where the sushi's fresh. You're getting it every day, right? Or otherwise it just, you know, it's like every time I go in the grocery store and I see the sushi counter, it's like, yeah, no. I have a hard time. I mean, wait, I shouldn't say that. Periodically I'll get rolls because they do make the rolls fresh every day. And it's not like you're trying to eat sashimi, right?
Yeah.
Where you just want a good piece fish. If you're going to throw rice and vegetables in there, I'll eat it anywhere. I don't really care. That part is fine. I will tell you, we are lucky that where we moved here, you know, I'm in Arizona now, right?
Yes.
And where we moved, there is a Vietnamese restaurant called Three Regions, and it's literally 4 or 5 minutes down the street. It depends if I make the two lights or not. And the food is, you know, you get a banh mi sandwich or you get their pho. I'm telling you, it is killer good. And then I saw in the Phoenix newspaper, which doesn't have a lot to say, but the food part's good in the paper. It's at top Vietnamese restaurants and they were rated number 2 in Phoenix. I'm going, it's so cool. It's right down the street from me. I love it.
That's an accomplishment. And Phoenix is huge.
I know. And well, forget what Arizona is now, 7.5 million people. There's roughly 500 people a day from California moving here. What is that? 150,000 a year or something are moving here from California.
I think that matches the movement we're getting in Florida from New York, New Jersey, and pretty much everywhere else.
Yeah. In fact, my friend, you know, Sam Hennis, who lives in New York, you know, they had a baby a couple years ago. They want to get out of the city. Trying to buy a home. They finally bought one, but the process of buying a home in Connecticut, you look at one online and then you tell your realtor to make an offer at 20 to 30% over the asking price because people are trying to get out of New York so bad, they will buy a home sight unseen way over the asking price.
Yes. Crazy.
Crazy.
That's what the house market down here is. Definitely a seller's market.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when people talk about the increased value of your house, it's like, yeah, I love it. It's good, but I'm not moving anywhere. So it doesn't really matter. Please don't raise my taxes, you know?
Exactly.
So here we are 8 months. I had to write this down. We're 8 months down the road in the China virus, Corona, COVID-19 world. Did I cover all of them there?
Is it 8 months?
I know. And
for an extreme extrovert, because we're both extremely extroverted, I definitely feel like I have wilted a little bit. I've gotten a lot accomplished and I've been productive, but there's part of me that like misses shaking hands, going to network events, traveling. That's how I make my connections. That's how I generated a lot of business.
Well, we're going to be back to probably shoes too, because I'm wearing flip-flops, but probably back to shows, I hope sooner rather than later. I have to tell you, everything from all the people that we're talking to across the industry, I'm seeing, I just wrote this to my buddy at Dermalogica, but it's like someone's pushing the dimmer switch up, Deborah. The spas are, if they're open, they're busy. Manufacturers are busy. There is action. It reminds me a lot of the way it felt in early 2011 after the last recession, when all of a sudden there was more business and people were picking up the pace. That's what it feels like right now.
Yeah. That's you're taking me back in time because speaking of the spa industry, I was the executive director for the Destination Spa Group at the time. So we had like 30 destination spas And literally from that 2007 to 2011, they were hit. I mean, they were hit hard because everybody was downgrading their visits from high-end wellness retreat type places to massage MVs and medical spas and day spas. So they started to come back in about 2011, 2012.
Yeah, it's so amazing that you had that big job 12 years ago because you were like 20 at the time. So
oh, yeah.
Now you're all the way to 32 or 33 and you look right? Good. So
I feel like everybody says you're aging backwards and I will take that all day long.
Can I tell you, that's a great, we talked about this before, right? I don't like the words anti-aging because I'm not against aging because I am. Now, knock on wood, I feel perfect today. So it's a great day. But I love aging gracefully. I like backward aging. Those are all things that make me smile because it's, you know, people can stay in our business. I mean, look at Deborah Zeke, et cetera, right? You can be 100 years old and still be in our business. God bless her.
They'll do Pilates and still teach classes and amazing things.
Yep. All right. I want to talk about you and video and Well World because it's amazing to me how much of the people on this globe woke up to this, this Skype thing, this Zoom thing. I mean, I've been doing it for years already, so it wasn't new for us as an association. But Deborah, give us kind of an overview of Well World TV and how there's been this change of everyone getting into video and what you guys are doing.
Well, I really created Well World TV for the world. So I wanted to create a low to no barrier space where if somebody held that desire to up level and start to share their message, their voice, their thoughts, their ideas in a bigger way, there would be little to no barriers. Because you and I know, Alan, and we've talked about doing a show together, that pitching it to a network and getting discovered could be like one in a billion. You know, the odds of getting discovered at a big level. So I always tell people, don't wait to be discovered, discover yourself. And so the gateway and really what us being more isolated, you've seen it. When you go on social media, everybody's going live. Everybody's doing videos. Everybody's, you know, trying to navigate and figure out how to work remotely and how to build their brand and their personality and their platform sitting just like we are at our laptop, at our home computer. So Well World TV is really helping people do it correctly. Because it's one thing to just go live and start shooting video, but you know, I've watched fitness trainers whose heads were cut off. All you can see is their torso working out, or camera angles are off. You know, age is not our friend when it comes to camera angles. If you have that camera too low, you know, you're gonna add 10 years to yourself. So it's about lighting and audio and camera. And so we have really navigated this front by developing some really clear education and components that help people do it properly.
Well, that was a mouthful and you did an excellent job. So let me rehash a few things. We know, because look at, I always laugh when I say this, I've seen people in every form of dress, undress, eating all kinds of foods. I mean, there's still the decorum of doing the proper thing when you are on video, right? Like I wouldn't be shoving food in my mouth, et cetera, et cetera. And we just talked about this. I had to buy a circle light. I had to buy a mic. I mean, there are certain basic parameters to doing things properly. So you mentioned an audio, camera, mic, light. That kind of covers four of those basic areas to get it done correctly. Yes.
Yes. And those are just the basics. It's so funny because I literally recorded an educational session for my host today, and it was about upping the professionalism of your video, and it's so easy to do. So any of us sitting at our home computer can create television-worthy content. And, you know, like you were talking about your mic and your camera, you don't have to break the bank. I mean, you can buy a nice ring light for $50. You can buy it, you know, even if it's a little lapel mic that's plugged into your iPhone, you know, you can up your audio quality. So there's all sorts of ways to do it on a budget. But most importantly, you have to have content that's on point. You have to be comfortable and confident on camera. And there's these little things that you can do to really up your video game. So one of those things, for example, is to create graphics that support your video. Those are called thumbnails. you can add in B-roll, even in Zoom interviews like this. You can add in B-roll, you can add in music, you can add in a little graphic logo at the beginning of it. And all of these things speak to your viewer and let them know that you are serious about creating video content that's going to educate and inspire them.
Okay, so get the top three TV-worthy items are what?
TV-worthy items are, I would say, create an opener. So if you have a show concept or you're going to start regularly producing content, you want kind of a systemized look and feel to each opening because that lets the viewer know, wow, this is one of a series and I need to go check out the rest of these episodes. The second is basically what we just said, which is lights, cameras, audio, get those on point. Because once those are on point, you don't have to worry about them anymore. And you won't have to worry about shadows and all these other problems. And then the second thing is create content that viewers are seeking, not what just what you want to create. So be strategic when you, because it takes a lot of time, energy, and resource to do podcasts, to do writing, and to do video. Make sure you're creating the content that's on point, and there's lots of ways you can do it. You can do keyword analysis, you can Google, you can find out what are things that people are really interested in, and then make sure you're creating that content.
That's two. What was number three? We got the opener and the content.
Just the equipment, lights, cameras, audio, you know, making sure all of that is dialed up.
Deb, remind our listeners, because I know content flexes people. They go, well, I'm not a writer, and they're picturing like college paper level stuff, but it's really not that complicated, is it?
No. And there's different ways. I mean, here's what I tell hosts too. And when I say host, I onboard Well World TV hosts, which are basically content creators that are joining our platform. So I tell them all the time, if you create good content, you can find a home for it. So the gateway is really social media, which is where most people start. So you can go on live, you can go live on Instagram every week, Friday at 11 o'clock, and you're doing a certain type of content. You can go live on Facebook. You can go live on YouTube. You can premiere and go live on YouTube. So there are all sorts of places that you can create in the social world. And the good news is the social audience is very forgiving. So if our audio were to cut out, if I were to mess up my words, it's very, very forgiving. So I always tell people, just get started, just get going. If you're not embarrassed at your first video attempt, you waited too long.
I want to give people something to think about, because we only started Flock and Gather 4 weeks ago, and I've probably done 50 podcasts so far. They have not all been put out there, but Greg told me we were over 315 views in 3 weeks.
That's great.
Yeah. So
per episode, like you're getting 315 views per episode?
I don't know. You're going to make me ask them, but I think it's watches of different videos.
I would say that would sound right. And that says to me, especially for a brand new one, that you're getting some good organic reach.
Right.
You're probably not putting any money behind getting views. And so that's a nice, solid organic reach.
Well, and what I was going to say is, to your point, the doorbells rang, the dog has barked,
right.
Kathy, the lady of the house, has walked in on me. I forgot to close the door to the bathroom. I mean, people don't care. They just want to hear and see what you have to say. So I love the kind of raw, organic, let's just talk about something and see what comes up, because there's always something to talk about, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. You guys are also doing education, if I remember right. A good chunk of your business is educate, 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 as I love to say.
Yeah, because what I discovered, and since you've been in the spa, massage, and wellness industry for so long, you understand that a lot of times if you have that archetype of a practitioner, you don't necessarily have the archetype of a business person,
right,
or the organized sort of strategist. So one of the things that I realized very early on was it's not enough just for me to create a space to place content and share it. I have to actually hold the hand a little bit of that content creator and teach them how to get in the habit of using video. So we created, we pivoted after the pandemic because we couldn't do in-person production anymore. So I was like, all right, well, I still need to do production, but I need to really train people how to do it properly. So we created what I call the Video Influencer Bootcamp, and it has 12 modules, and it's really, it just walks them through the process of aligning their purpose and passion to making a profit, how to strategically create their series and the supporting episodes to encourage the viewer to take action, and then all the things, you know, on camera confidence, lighting, you know, all of those things, nuts to bolts, we're offering them education on how to do it.
You know, you remind me that when I ran New Life and Lotus Touch, we always hired expertise in areas we did not have. Like when we took over the building next to us and we needed to rack the warehouse, we didn't have a racking warehouse expert. We had to hire one. We hired sales trainers because we had 18 people on the phones, but we all know how to talk on the phone. We just were not tele experts. So I love going to people like you where, you know, it's a lot easier to hire someone with the expertise. It saves you from making all the errors and blowing dough on things that you don't need to, and getting started. So like your module program, that's to me is right up most people's alley. It's like buy it, do it, because yes, the education and getting it right. I always say this, it's like when people come in a restaurant or someone somewhere, sometimes you get one shot to get it right. And right, even though you said people are very forgiving, but you can't keep fumbling. They're just not going to let you keep fumbling. Once or twice, yeah. So I think hiring expertise in someone like you who understands audio and video. And by the way, the audio and video world's not going away, is it?
No. Video's the future. And even, you know, I don't know if you've heard of the OTT space or not, but this is, it's called over-the-top programming. So back in our day, Alan,
yep,
we would sit in the living room, turn on our television, and our only choice was whatever cable network we were paying for. That we would scroll through the channels, right, and say, oh, okay, there's a show, I'm going to go watch it. Well, in today's world, over 60% of households have smart television. So you can actually use it as a search engine and go find content to watch on your TV in your living room. So you can create content for that space. Like they're dying for lifestyle programming and travel and food and spa and wellness and fitness and women's programming. So, you know, if you dream about creating video, there is a home for it. And it's not even nearly as much as when I produce, you know, regular TV shows.
No, that's right. It can be done relatively inexpensive. I wanted to tell you about our new member who joined in, Kiran, who joined. He's in India. He has the Triyogam Yoga Holistic Wellness Center. And we chatted on, well, it was the morning for me. It was the middle of the night for him because he's halfway across the globe. But he said, you know, that the whole spa business just completely crashed in India. It's been about 5 months. They've been open, they've been closed, they've been open, they've been closed. Sounds like California, right? Or Florida, yeah, or other places as, yeah, well. He said it's been very, business has been down. Although last month, all of a sudden, even over there, he said he just felt business get better. But they have the same challenges. I asked him about making money in his facility, and he said it's about the revenue model. It's very hard to figure out the revenue model because we're still so early in this process along the way. But
yeah,
you know,
well, I think for facilities like that, and you know, fitness studios, yoga studios, is they were so focused on that, you know, 10-mile radius for their business, and technically now the world could be their client. The world could be their audience.
Right.
So if they start to build memberships and programs and start, you know, branding, and all of a sudden I'm a member of his studio and I live in the US, but I'm able to actually access and do his content, you know, his classes, all of a sudden he, you know, he has the world as his client.
And think about this, okay? He probably will do the video correct and not cut off the top of his head.
Right.
And it's fun to say to someone, hey, took a yoga class from Kareen in,
right,
in Mumbai today.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think how much fun that is to people go, wait, what? Talk to me. What? Where? Who?
Right?
Right? Totally. We've been with Deborah Corner today. It's Well World TV. Actually, it's wellworldgroup.com, right? Is the website?
Nope. Wellworld.tv.
Oh, wellworld.tv. Okay, I'll make sure that we get that correct when we published. Deborah, we have gone from the coast of Florida to the high Sonoran desert to India. We talked about billion to one odds of getting to TV. We're going to do that TV thing anyway.
Someday. I know. Alan and I, you're going to see us on TV one day.
I love soon. It. People, go check out wellworld.tv. Deborah and her gang are absolutely amazing. You will love them. Thank you so much for being with us today, Deborah.
Thank you, Alan. You look great. You're doing well.
Thank you. You too. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.